Job sent employees an email the next day, using his PowerBook hooked up to an airport express in his hospital room, announcing his surgery. He assured them that the type of pancreatic cancer he had represents about 1% of the total cases of pancreatic cancer diagnosed each year and can be cured by surgical removal if diagnosed in time. Mine was. He said he would not require chemotherapy or radiation treatment, and he planned to return to work in September. While I'm out, I've asked Tim Cook to be responsible for Apple's day-to-day operations, so we shouldn't miss a beat. I'm sure I'll be calling some of you way too much in August, and I look forward to seeing you in September. One side effect of the operation would become a problem for Jobs because of his obsessive diets and the weird routines of purging and fasting that he had practiced since he was a teenager. Because the pancreas provides the enzymes that allow the stomach to digest food and absorb nutrients, removing part of the organ makes it hard to get enough protein. Patients are advised to make sure that they eat frequent meals and maintain a nutritious diet with a wide variety of meat and fish proteins, as well as full-fat milk products. Jobs had never done this, and he never would. He stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks and then struggled to regain his strength. "I remember coming back and sitting in that rocking chair," he told me, pointing to one in his living room. "I didn't have the energy to walk. It took me a week before I could walk around the block. I pushed myself to walk to the gardens a few blocks away, then further, and within 6 months, I had my energy almost back." Unfortunately, the cancer had spread. During the operation, the doctors found 3 liver metastases. Had they operated 9 months earlier, they might have caught it before it spread, though they would never know for sure. Jobs began chemotherapy treatments, which further complicated his eating challenges.